September 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, pray for the wisdom to see the reality of your choices. Violence and rioting, the taking of other lives, nets you only God's wrath. Accentuating racism does not alleviate prejudice. It only creates bigger barriers between races. The lives of one race are not the only lives that matter. For example, how about the lives of policemen? They matter too. If you stand against law and order, you jeopardize yourself, your freedoms, your goals to live in peace, unharmed by others. Let your sanctuary be in the united hearts of Jesus and Mary and in my divine will. You cannot create a heaven on earth by living only in self-love. This type of thinking leads only to self-destruction. It does not lead to eternal salvation. Eternal salvation is wrought in pleasing me through your obedience to my commandments. This needs to be your goal and your priority. Seek your refuge, your sanctuary, in this truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.